Thank you. I'm Marisa Sarta-Deković from Department of Physics, University of Rijeka in Croatia, and our poster is about the determination of atmospheric parameters from UV spectra of B supergiants, especially Cygni 55 in this work. So we have been using TLUSTE synthetic spectra to fit silicon photospheric lines. Fortunately for me, we have heard about TLUSTE this morning. So we have been using publicly available TLUSTE grid for B stars. I don't know what happened with this. It was minus. So only the part of the B star grid. And we had to constrain the number of free parameters, so we have adopted grid with solar silicon abundance and a microturbulent velocity of 10 kilometers per second. Well, since for this Cygni 55, the published value for those values, published values for silicon abundance and microturbulent velocity agrees very well with those values. We also had to determine log G independently, so we used the optical Balmer line. After those constraints, we used Rotin, which is also part of the TLUSTE package, to broaden synthetic spectra with instrumental profile, and then silicon lines were fitted with those three parameters, effective temperature, rotational, and microturbulent velocities. So these are our results. On the left side, these are Hubble STIS observations, and these on the right are IUE spectra. These are the multiplet silicon lines at 1,300 angstroms. And as you can see, a full line is our best fit. The best model profiles for both observed spectra are very, very similar to each other, which is of importance since IUE are not well, the best quality spectra comparing to STIS. So these are just the rest of our results. The first is actually the optical Balmer line, which we have used for determination of log G, and the rest are IUE observations of photospheric silicon lines. Again, the full line is our best fits for those lines. So there is a problem with the generation of velocities, and as you can see in this figure, it's a strong degeneration between rotational and microturbulent velocity, and it's very difficult to distinguish between the, those two. But what we can say is that line broadening obviously cannot be explained by only one component, by rotational velocity only. So additionally, microturbulent velocity should be taken into account. These are just our results are summarized here. Again, optical spectra, I didn't say before, are from Markov and Pulse observations. The rest are IUE silicon line, IUE observations. In fact, this one is from STIS. These are our average results, and these are total velocity, which is actually the sum of rotational and microturbulent velocities. So these are our results, Jurkić et al., compared with the results of other authors who have used mainly optical lines and some other models, some of them including wind, some of them not including wind. And just to conclude, well, adequate fit of TLUSTE models to our observed photospheric lines obvious without shows that TLUSTE without model without wind contribution can be used to explain such lines. And one thing we also want to stress out that IUE obviously can be new, IUE observations obviously can be used, although they are well not of the best quality comparing to STIS spectra. So thank you very much.
All right, going well on time. Thank you.